Praise the Lord, church. Can we give the Lord one more hand clap of praise in this place today? I don't know why, but I told Amber a little bit ago, I said, I'm getting nervous. I've done this plenty of times, but I don't know what it is about today. The Lord is definitely moving in this place, and he's not done. He's not done yet. And, you know, when we get nervous, you know, this isn't an easy thing to bring the word of the Lord to the people, because he's trying to change some lives through the ministers when they get up here. So that's why we get nervous. But I feel like I have a word from the Lord today. I give honor to our pastor today and to his wife. Without their guidance in my life, I definitely would not be up here. So I'm very thankful for them. I give honor to my wife and my family that's growing. You know, we saw the baby dedication up here, and Amber said in a few months, you know, that's going to be us with our boy. And I know Pap is excited to see that, but the Lord is doing wonderful things, and I give thanks for this church. I love everybody in this church, and I'm so thankful for what the Lord is doing in this place. But I do feel like I have a word from the Lord for somebody, probably multiple somebodies today, hopefully multiple somebodies today. I want to know how many came into this place today, and if you be honest, it's not always easy. It's not always easy. But if you'd be honest with yourself, with everyone else, that you didn't really feel like getting out of bed this morning. Maybe you didn't feel like coming to church today, but you knew you needed a word from the Lord. You didn't feel like coming, but you said, I got to go to church today because I need a word from the Lord. How many felt that in their flesh this morning? You were tired, and you wanted to lay on the couch all day and just catch up on some relaxation rather than getting up, getting ready, and getting to church. Somebody's had a rough week this week. I could feel that. Somebody's had a rough week this week. I wonder if there's any honest people in the house of the Lord today. There are times when it's not so easy to come into church and worship. Sometimes things bring you down, things stress you out. And at no fault of your own, some of us are emotionally tired. I want to be transparent today. There are times when I have been so beaten down by life, just the things of life. Life can do that to you. Even as a minister and serving in ministry, there are times in my life that it would be easier just to stay in bed, pull the covers over my head, and just say, not today. Just skip today, because it seemed like it would be easier. And if I'm really going to be honest with you, these past few months have kind of been one thing after the other in my house, to the point where I've almost laughed out loud at the things that were happening around me. And then the Lord gave me this message. And I wanted to say, really, Lord? You want me to preach this? Have you ever wanted to just look up at the Lord and say, really? Really? I mean, of all times, one thing after the other, and this is what you give me? There are times when we're beaten down in the flesh and we feel like just giving up. Sometimes we don't want to do what we know we're supposed to do. But I've lived long enough for the Lord to understand that my feelings are not my best motivator. Your feelings are not the best gauge of your reality. Your feelings are not the best GPS on the road of life. How many know today that we need to overcome our feelings? So this morning, regardless of my feelings, I got up, I got ready, I got out, and I've come to tell somebody that I have a word from the Lord for you today. And it's also for me. We're going to share, if that's okay. It's for you and it's for me. So let's go to our Bibles today, if you have them with you, and we'll read our text. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30, and we're going to start with verse 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 4 to start out. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 4. When you get there, shout out amen. Bible says, "And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice, and they wept until they had no more power to weep. They were so upset, they cried so hard that they had no more tears left to cry." Jump down to verse 6 with me. "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." And then jump down to verse 8. "And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." Let me tell you something, church. It's hard to overcome something when you're overwhelmed. So today I came to encourage someone. And I especially want to encourage someone who's hurting today. Someone who is going through something. Someone who is discouraged. Someone who is weary and who is anxious. Raise your hand if you've been going through some stuff. I know I can feel it in this place that we're going through some stuff. And if you're here today and you've got some difficult situations going in your life, this message is for you today. I want to preach to you. Everyone else can go home. I just want to preach to those who are going through some things. I'm just kidding. If you're in denial, the Lord might lead you to a breakthrough you didn't even know you had coming. I truly believe the Lord has given me this message for you, but also for me. And this message is simply titled, "Life Happens, Encourage Yourself in the Lord." Life happens, encourage yourself in the Lord. Let's pray over this message today. Lord, we love you today, God. Lord, we thank you for this magnificent presence we feel here in this place today, God. Lord, I pray that you open the hearts and the minds of all your people here today, Lord, that may be struggling, that may be going through something. Lord, that know that they can encourage themselves in you, Lord God. God, anoint these lips, Lord. Let your words come out that you want your people to hear today, God. God, we magnify you, Lord, first and foremost, God. We love you, we praise you, we give you all the glory and all the honor today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated and the musicians may go down. I got to be honest with you, I thought we were going to have a baptism today, so I was going to try to rush through my message, but now we don't have to do that, so we might be here for a little bit, if that's okay. Our scripture today says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And as the Lord began to direct what he wanted me to preach today, I began to feel in my spirit that I'm not the only one that's been going through some stuff. I just kind of felt that I'm not the only one that had some discouragement happen in my life. And let me be very transparent. Like I said earlier, like most of us, I've gone through some tough times in my life. But over the last couple months, it seems to be one thing after the other. And if I'm going to be honest today, is it okay if I'm honest today? Is it okay? I just want to make sure. I don't want to be a liar. If I'm going to be really transparent today, I have to say that there are times recently when I felt discouraged in my spirit. The last few months, I've gone through some situations where I felt beaten down, situations that happened, and you're left almost beaten up emotionally. Let me tell you, this might not be me recently, but I felt in the spirit when the Lord was giving me this message that sometimes it's the people that love you the most that hurt you. Sometimes it's the people that love you the most that hurt you. David talks about being betrayed by a friend in Psalm 55. "For it was not an enemy who reproached me, then I could bear it. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company." What a shocker. David was betrayed by a friend he went to church with. Come on. It was a friend that he shared secrets with and went to advice for. Church, you need to be careful of who you share things with today. He could have braced himself for an enemy's betrayal, but a friend's he could not bear. You pour yourself into someone, pour yourself into a relationship or a friendship, and at the end of the day, they just cut you off like they didn't even appreciate anything you did for them. Am I preaching to anybody today? And let me tell you, when that happens, you don't feel unspeakable joy. We've all been there a time or two. And it's okay to be honest today. This is an honesty zone here at BBA. I believe there are some people here today that you have some situations in your life that you really don't have answers for or directions for. I'm talking to some people today that if you would be transparent and honest right now, you love the Lord. There's no question about that. You love the Lord. There's no doubt about that. But honestly, some of the luster and some of the newness has worn off of that love. And when it seems like the Lord is not effectively ministered to your needs and to your emotions, you've gotten a little discouraged, maybe a little anxious, and perhaps even defeated. I hope I'm preaching to someone this morning. So because of our state of mind, because of the condition of our emotions, we are finding it a little hard to effectively do the will of the Lord in our lives. Sometimes we even feel we have lost our purpose, and that's difficult. I understand. I'm right there with you. It's difficult, but I want to talk to someone today who's waiting on God for an answer, waiting on God for a miracle, waiting on God for a breakthrough. Someone who's in the room today and waiting on God to save the loved one. Someone who's waiting on God for a healing in their body. Someone who's waiting on God for a financial miracle. Waiting on God for a promise to be kept. You were offered something. You were promised something, and it was never delivered, and you feel disappointment. And the enemy will use that against you. Discouragement to your mind and to your spirit. The enemy will try to tell you it's all over. The enemy will try to tell you there's no way out. The enemy will try to discourage you and make you feel like God isn't listening. A little over a week ago, I was praying about a situation in my life, and I was sort of reminding the Lord of all the things that I have done for him. Has anyone ever been there? I was reminding the Lord of the things that I've accomplished in my life and in my ministry as if he didn't already know them. Sometimes we talk to the Lord like he's an absent parent. I said, "Lord, I've given you the majority of my life for the past 6 years. I've given you everything that I had on the table these past few years." And I started to feel discouragement come upon me. And you know, when he spoke back to me in the spirit, as I was going on with "but God this" and "but God that," I heard in my spirit the Lord said, "Yes, you've given a lot, but you can't outgive me. You cannot outgive me." Church, you can never outgive God. Someone here today has been telling God, "I've lived for you. I've lived my whole life for you. But God, where are you? Where are those promises you made me? Where is that wife? Where is that husband you promised me? Where's that job? Where is that promotion? Where's that financial security? I've been faithful. I've given. And God is in this place today, and he's here to tell somebody, I know what you have given, but you cannot outgive me. He will take care of you. He will keep his promises. He will make a way. And it's my prayer today by the end of this service that someone's going to get a revelation that no matter what is happening in your life, happening around you, you're going to realize that God is for you and he's called you with a holy calling today. God has given you the power to press on no matter what you are going through. I'm going to say that again. God has given you the power to press on no matter what you are going through today. Philippians 1:6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That is a promise. That is a promise. If he said it, it settles it. If he said it, it settles it. And I came to tell somebody today that you were not just called to conquer, but you were called to be more than a conqueror. I had to use that today because I've heard that across this pulpit recently many times, so I feel like it's a fantastic theme for Breaking Bread Apostolic Church. We are more than conquerors today. Amen. Excuse me. I understand that there are times when things don't go the way we think they should go. There are times when we get disappointed and even discouraged. We feel that God has not heard our prayer. God does not know our need, and we almost feel neglected. And if we're not careful, we can lose our edge and our enthusiasm. Why? Because we don't see the manifestation of what God has promised in our lives. We have not seen what we hoped we would see. It didn't happen yet, so we get disappointed. And sometimes our faith even gets challenged. Is there anyone else here that's ever felt that before? You felt your faith being challenged? Can you relate to what I'm talking about today? I want you to understand what the very definition of faith is. Faith is not what I have. Faith is not what I see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Don't lose your faith. Faith is a tangible, something you can hold. It's a substance. You may not have seen that change yet. You may not have possessed your miracles yet, but God wants to tell somebody today to hang on. Your change is on the way. Come on, somebody. That miracle will happen. You've been called. You've been anointed. Someone shout, I'm that somebody today. I am that somebody. God has a plan for us, and he'll implement that plan in due time and in due season. He will not fail you. He will not let you down. It's not over. It's a redesign. It's a remodel. It's a redirection, and it is a redefining today. If you know me, you know there's three favorite things in my life. God, and you can bundle that in with the church as well, and my church family. My family, and the New York Yankees. That's just me. And unlike God, the New York Yankees have failed me on multiple occasions. I could take it, it's okay. The saying goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, the Yankees have been broke for over 10 years now. And finally, this offseason, they did some remodeling. They did some redesigning, and this season is finally looking like championship material. Now, sports are one thing, but the Lord, our God, is our one and true only champion. Our one and only true champion. God is not done with you. He's never going to fail you. You may have to go through a rebuilding process, but his promises are still eternal. He has something he is about to pour out upon you. Don't retreat. Don't give up. I know it feels bad, but get up, shake yourself off, and step into God's new plan for your life today. Someone says, I don't understand why I'm not healed yet. I'm still having trouble paying my bills. Well, I told you I'm going to be real with you today, and I'm going to be blunt with you today. Welcome to life. Welcome to life. I'm going to be real with you. Welcome to life. This is life. He didn't single you out. You might think you're the only one who has problems, but you just don't know what other people are going through because not everybody else shares it as much as you do. So you don't know what other people are going through. I want to give you a revelation today that you may not know, but life happens to us all. I'm talking to someone right now, you've been struggling through some situations and you almost think you're the only one in the world that's going through it. And you think nobody has ever had it this bad before. But I can tell you something, someone always has it worse. Someone always has it worse. That's a message for another day. I'll leave that one for somebody. Am I talking to anybody here today? Come on, somebody. That at some point this year, you've had to go look yourself in the mirror with tears in your eyes and you're still going to make it. You tell yourself, I'm still going to make it. Somebody that gets up in the morning and when you're brushing your teeth, you're saying, it's not that bad. It's going to be okay. There are times in my own life that even with tears streaming down my face that I have to remind myself, I don't know when, I don't know where, I don't know how, I don't know why, but all I know is I am going to make it. You're discouraged, but you're gonna make it. You're sick, but you're gonna make it. You lost your purpose and your direction, but you are going to make it in Jesus' name. God has a better plan for your life today. Somebody clap their hands unto the Lord today. Hallelujah. You're going to make it today, church. You're going to make it. Our text today says it was so bad that David had to encourage himself in the Lord. Can I tell you today that the courage we need to survive must come from within us? It must come from within you. And when it doesn't come from around us, it must come from within us. And out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of your soul, out of your spirit, there has to come something that says, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. There has to be something that rises up and says, sickness, you're not going to take me out. Disappointment, you're not going to drag me down. Depression, you're not going to knock me out today. There has to be something in you that makes you fight back today. Turn to your neighbor and say, I will not be discouraged. I will be encouraged. I will not be discouraged. I will be encouraged. The devil thought he was going to kill me with all this smoke. He thought he was going to destroy me with all this fire. He thought he was going to take me out. Someone might say, I lost my job. But yes, don't lose your courage though. I lost some of my friends, but I didn't lose my courage. I may have lost my focus, but I didn't lose my purpose. I still have courage today. We need to realize today that even though we are children of God, that doesn't mean that we won't be beaten or battered or bruised by the storms of life. Church, we need to understand that life happens to us all. Someone say, life happens. The Bible says it like this. It rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. Everybody's gonna get a little wet. Everybody goes through life, but there is a difference. Someone needs to hear me today with this. There is a difference. Everybody goes through life, but there's a difference. And the difference is, unlike the unjust, the children of God have a resource that is not limited in supply. God is not limited. He is not out of stock. He is not broke. God's power is not being manufactured in a small shop in another country that you need to track through UPS and you have to watch it go from China to LAX to some shipping center in the middle of Nebraska and then finally it gets to Indianapolis only for the package to go missing and then you need to fight 6 months for your refund on your 20th Amazon package of the week. God is not limited. We serve the supplier today. We serve Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. We serve Jehovah Shalom, the Lord that gives us peace. We serve Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. And he's not running out of any of those things today. They're not on back order today. We serve the Waymaker. We serve the Lord that is not lacking today. We serve El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. We serve Yahweh, the Lord, Abba, the Father, Elohim, the Lord Most High today. We serve a wonderful counselor, the mighty God today. The Lord, my shepherd. We serve Emmanuel, God with us. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. If he could be all these things today, if he could be all these things today, guess what? He could be the answer to your problems. If he could be all these things today, he could be the answer to your pain. He could be the answer to any question that you have, any situation that is going on. If he could be all those things, he could be the answer that you are looking for today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is in control. You don't have to be discouraged. Somebody needs to get encouraged today. I wonder if there's anyone in here today that has gone through some issues with family, friends, marriages, financial issues, or other situations where you didn't get the answer that you wanted, and you had to encourage yourself. You had to encourage yourself if you were going to make it. If you didn't encourage yourself, you were going to backslide. If you didn't encourage yourself, you're going to faint. If you didn't encourage yourself, you were going to quit. Let me tell you today, church, encouragement is the opposite of discouragement. Encouragement is the opposite of discouragement. What we need to do today to stop discouragement is to have a fighting faith that it will stop right here and right now in this place. Your situation is going to end right here and right now. Some here today have been so shell-shocked by the storms of life that if the bottom dropped out of your life today, it would be just another day. Someone here today, you have so many problems and concerns of your life that every time you go to the mailbox, every time the doorbell rings, every time your phone rings, you're not expecting good news. You're saying, I wonder what else is going to go wrong. I know personally, every time I go to the mailbox, I joke that maybe there's a $1 million check in there because deep down I know that it's just more bills that I don't know how it's going to get paid on time. And if we're honest today, we don't even have the energy or the emotional strength to cry about it. We've cried about it so much that we have no more tears. We have no more energy to even cry. I'm talking to some people here today that the storms of life have battered you in your family, in your finances, and even in your health. Someone may have let you down. Someone may have mistreated you. Someone has perhaps disrespected you. Someone has done you wrong. So many disappointments have come your way. And some of you are staring at me like I'm speaking a foreign language right now. But this is the word of God. This is the word of God. I understand what it feels like. I've been through that. I've done that. I've been there, done that, and I have the postcard to prove it. Yes, I've been through some things that have knocked some of the wind out of my sails. And people will try to encourage you, and that's okay. It's okay for people to try to encourage you. Sometimes small words of encouragement from others will help. But let me just say, sometimes we need to just sit back and either keep our mouths shut or just pray. Sometimes what we think are words of encouragement can be words that drive people right out that door. It almost drives people right out the door. David lost his soldiers and all of those that were with him. Their sons and their daughters and their wives had been taken. They were devastated. Their sorrows and their heaviness was so great that they didn't even have enough strength to continue weeping and mourning. Some of us have been through situations, and sometimes those around us don't really understand what we're going through. That's why we as children of God cannot depend on other people, and we cannot depend on emotions as a resource to keep us spiritually strong today. I'm going to say that again because I don't think some of you got that. We cannot depend on emotions as a resource to keep spiritually strong. You see, some of us, as long as our emotional reservoirs are full, then we're on fire. We're on fire for Jesus, but when that emotional bank is drained and we are buffeted on every side and emotionally depleted, some of us, the joy of our salvation seems to become depleted along with those emotions. I'm not just preaching to you all today, I'm preaching to myself. We are all guilty of letting our emotions dictate our destiny. We are all guilty of letting our emotions dictate our destiny. But the Lord wants to tell somebody today that our destiny is beyond our depression. Our destiny is beyond our discouragement. It is beyond our disappointment. And we need to understand that there is a joy of the Lord that is not based upon emotion. There's a joy of the Lord that will reside in my soul that has been absolutely nothing to do with what I'm feeling in my emotions today. And the problem is that many of us don't really understand what the joy of the Lord really is. We have no clue because the joy of the Lord goes beyond our ability to express. It goes beyond our ability to act and respond emotionally. The joy of the Lord is not a simple emotion. The joy of the Lord is a choice. Happiness doesn't bring joy. I'm going to say that again. Happiness does not bring joy. And joy is not the byproduct of happiness. Joy is something greater. Joy is something that's bigger than happiness. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. And when we find joy, it's infused with comfort, and it's wrapped up in peace. In fact, the Bible says it this way, that the joy of the Lord is unspeakable and full of glory. And when you find it, you have found a place in God that even when you're emotionally depleted, even when you're still going through trials and troubles, you are still able to shout, "It is well, it is well, it is well with my soul." You may not be running the aisles today, but you're not ready to give up either. You may not be jumping up and down, but you're not ready to quit. You may not be shouting, but you're not ready to walk away. You could say, "I may not know what's going on around me. I may feel absolutely nothing, but I know that my foundation is not based upon what I feel. My foundation is based upon a promise. And that promise is that no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper." And that is a promise today. The promise is if I abide in the secret place of the Most High, I'm going to rest beneath the shadow of His wings. And when you understand this, it brings you steadfastness. It brings the maturity that simple emotions can never bring. And the problem we are facing is that so often we check our emotions before we check with God's promises. We check our emotions before we check on God's promises. But you don't know, Brother Chris. You don't know what I've been going through. That may be true, I don't. But the Lord gave me a word today in the midst of a difficult few months. And He brought me up here today to tell someone that you cannot keep complaining about the past. You need to come into the present if you are going to change your future. You cannot keep complaining about the past. You need to come into the present so you can take care of your future. Hallelujah. The Bible says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching to those things which are before you. We cannot be dependent on someone else to encourage us. I know and I understand that we bear one another's burdens and all of that. And we should pray with others and be there to encourage others. But you cannot depend on someone else to encourage you. We must encourage ourselves. Not by ourselves. It doesn't say that. It didn't say David encouraged himself by himself. It said he encouraged himself. And there's a difference. We must encourage ourselves in the Lord. In the Lord. It's time to go to church. Well, I really don't feel like it today. It's time for men's prayer. well, I don't have the emotional strength to go to prayer meeting tonight. I've had a rough day. I've had a rough week so far. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? I've been there. That was me last week. I don't know if I want to go. I'm tired. But has anyone ever felt that and pressed through anyway? If I hadn't pressed through, I would have missed Brother Basil's amazing devotional at men's prayer. It may have been 10 minutes, but it was a life-changing 10 minutes. And that will forever help me remember that there is an eye in the sky that sees clearly and that always has my back. I'm thankful for that 10-minute devotional that I would have missed that was life-changing had I said, I'm too tired. I don't want to do it today. And then sat on my couch. I would have missed it. I would have missed it. Have you ever worshiped God in church despite what you came in feeling? Has anyone ever danced in the aisles despite what you've been going through? Did God meet you? Did God meet you? Did God show up? Did he touch you? Did he replenish you? Did he revive you? Did he restore you? Why? Because the joy of the Lord is not an emotion. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and it defies your emotions. That's the key to encouraging yourself in the Lord. And when we get a revelation of this, there's a difference in what I feel in my emotions and what I feel in my spirit. And there's a difference in what I know in the spirit. Something is going to change in my situation, in your situation. This is why we come to church and experience all the emotions, but we go home sometimes after our emotional high and we just get depressed again. Listen, emotions are normal. Emotions are completely normal, but the joy of the Lord is not the stirring of your emotions. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is not the stirring of your emotions. Some think that if you don't feel like running the aisles today, that you've lost your joy. If you don't feel like clapping your hands, you've lost your joy. But the joy of the Lord is not your ability to worship. The joy of the Lord is not your ability to worship. It's not your ability to shout and dance. The Bible says, if I have the strength to stand, if I have the strength to stand, if all I could do is just stand in this situation, I have the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And it's that strength that determines I have joy, because the joy of the Lord is not my dance, and it's not my shout, and it's not my hand clap. It's when you stand in the face of the attack of the enemy today. If you can stand when everything around you is falling apart, if you can stand when you do not know what you're going to do about your problems, when you stand, you're going to make it. When you stand, you're going to make it. You have joy. You have the joy of the Lord, and it will be your strength. It is what will help you get through your situation today. You're not looking for others to hold you up. You're standing even under the weight of your situation because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Church, do not depend on others to encourage you. It's great when they do, but don't depend on it, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Stand with me all over this house as the musicians come today, and as I lose my voice. Church, I came in today the same way that some of you have felt. I came in today with situations that I'm questioning, things that have been going on in my life and my family's life, and decisions have to be made, and they can weigh down upon you. But there comes a time when you just have to tell yourself, I'm still standing, which means I have the joy of the Lord, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. I want to tell somebody that your discouragement will become your grave if you let it. Your discouragement will become your grave if you let it. It's time to get up out of that grave today. It's not just a song that we sing in this place to feel good. That's not just a song that we sing to get everybody excited. They are words to encourage yourself in the Lord. Only you can dance out of those grave clothes. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. But you need to choose to get up. It's time to dance out of those grave clothes. He is here to pick you up, and He is here to turn you around. He's here to do a redesign in your life. Tell the devil, I am encouraging myself in the Lord today. I'm not going to let my situations of the past dictate the promises of the future. I may have cried so many tears that I have no more tears left to cry. But I am going to encourage myself in the Lord today. The past is not going to dictate my future. The past is not going to dictate my family's future. The past is not going to dictate my church's future. I have no more tears left to cry, but I'm going to encourage myself in the Lord. Life has happened. Life is happening. Life is going to happen. But I am going to encourage myself in the Lord today.